The service for the fifth Sunday of Easter, May the 3rd, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A scripture reading from 1 Peter 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A sermon now entitled, The Redeemed of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Practical advice that is sometimes given to young Christians seeking to marry is to avoid anyone who may have had many partners in their past. They say that these are people who don't respect their bodies. These are those whom you won't be able to fully trust. They are people who are less likely to remain faithful, possessed even by sexual demons. The advice is that one had better pass on marrying anyone who has had such a past. Now this advice is logical. It makes sense. Marriage is too big of a commitment to make with someone whose past may not be very sound. After all, who wants to partner up with someone who doesn't respect his or her body, may be unfaithful in the future, and who may have become possessed by evil? But wait a minute. Haven't I just described all of us when it comes to our relationship with the Lord? He created our bodies, wonderful and mysterious. How well are we treating them? He calls us into an exclusive relationship with himself. How faithful to him have we been? Have we all not allowed demons to move into us and move us in the direction of sin? At the time of the prophet Hosea, this was certainly the case with God's people of Israel. The Lord had entered into a covenant relationship with them. However, they had failed with all that was expected of them. They chased after other idols and beliefs, forsaking the Lord God, the one to whom they had promised to be faithful. What were they being like to him? God would show them what they were being like through the unique call into ministry of the prophet Hosea. The Lord instructed Hosea, Go, take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. Yes, in his ministry, Hosea was to marry an adulterous woman. The woman's name was Gomer. It says that Gomer conceived and bore him a son. The Lord instructed Hosea, Call his name Jezreel. It's a name that means God sows. This was telling the people that they would reap what they had sown. Shortly thereafter, she bore a daughter, whom God instructed Hosea to name Lo-Ruhamah. This name means no mercy. They would tell the people that they deserved no mercy for their faithlessness in the relationship with him. When she had weaned no mercy, Gomer conceived and bore another son. And the Lord instructed Hosea to call his name Lo-Ami. This means not my people. God declared, "For you are not my people, and I am not your God." This was just the logical result the people had incurred upon themselves for their sin against the Lord. What a life and ministry Hosea had! It would become very public what kind of wife he had and how his children were sired by her different lovers. However, this would illustrate the right God had to be angry with his people, that they could expect to reap destruction, no longer deserving mercy, and no longer his people. Yes, don't enter into relationship with either a man or a woman who is like Gomer. Don't allow yourself to become the parent to the children who may be conceived. Stay far, far away from such partners. Show no mercy. That person is not one whom you want to marry. But wait, Gomer is us when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. We have not been as faithful as we should have been. We have broken the laws associated with the relationship that we entered into with the Lord. We are the sinners who deserve no mercy and are no longer his deserving people. We are lost. That's the mess in which Gomer found herself. Due to her insatiable lust, she had indebted herself so much as an unfaithful wife that she found herself in slavery. In fact, she was up on the auction block. Good riddance of her for Hosea, right? Well, not so fast. The Lord wasn't done with using Hosea's family life as a sermon illustration. God tells Hosea, "Go again. Love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress." He was to go and love Gomer again by paying for her. He reports, "So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and an omer of barley." Hopefully, this act of mercy would change her, and now she would want to dwell exclusively with her husband. He told her, "You must dwell as mine and not play the whore or belong to another man." In steadfast love, Hosea was paying the price, allowing a new start in their marriage, something that Gomer, frankly, did not deserve. This would illustrate something for the people of that time concerning how the Lord wanted to spare his people the wrath they deserved should they repent. They too needed to be faithful. The Lord declared his love, promising all who repented and returned to him, "So will I also be to you." Friends, this continues to be an illustration of God's love for us sinners, especially we who have entered into a covenant relationship with the Lord, yet still sin and at times are unfaithful. We deserve to reap what we have sown. We are undeserving of his mercy. We deserve no longer to be his people. We are enslaved to sin, death, and the devil. We are no longer his, but theirs. But wait, someone's coming along. It's the Lord's only begotten Son, Jesus. Like Hosea, Jesus seeks to buy us back, to redeem us. He also pays a price, and it is not silver and barley. St. Peter tells us the price, explaining that we were ransomed not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Yes, Jesus died on Calvary's cross, that his blood might ransom us sinners from the fate we deserve. We should reap what we have sown. But he took the punishment of our sins upon himself to his cross, whereupon he died. However, Jesus also rose again from the dead, and this confirms that the payment for our sins was received. We can leave the auction block not as slaves, but to live in a loving relationship with the Lord. All that is required of us is that we repent of our sins and believe this good news. Returning to the ministry of the prophet Hosea and the children that Gomer conceived and the names that they were given, these names, thankfully, no longer apply to us. Though they should, in Jesus they don't. And this at last brings us to our text where St. Peter, writing to both Jews and Gentiles who had repented of their sins and believed in Jesus, explains how it now is to them. He says, "Once you were lo ami, not a people, but now you are God's people." He explains, "Once you were lo ruma, had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And Peter explains who we are now instead, stating, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession." Though you and I were born as sinners, unworthy of either our Lord's attention or affection, he has chosen you and me even before the foundation of the world. He causes us to become royalty, princes and princesses. We now honor him by serving him, seeking to live holy lives, members of the priesthood of all believers. Yes, mercifully, we have been chosen, called, and set apart that we might live in relationship with the Lord. And just as Gomer, after she was bought back, was instructed to be faithful to Hosea, we are to be faithful to the Lord. It's not that we get it perfect. Nonetheless, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we seek to leave our lives of sin. It's like the woman who had been caught in the act of adultery and was set before Jesus that he might sentence her to death. However, Jesus sends her accusers away, one by one, saying that he too does not condemn her. She doesn't have to reap what she has sown. She receives mercy. She is his daughter. However, he does tell her, "From now on, sin no more." And we too, as the redeemed of the Lord, are also called to leave our lives of purposeful sinning. In addition, Peter tells us what we are to do, and that is to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. As hopefully Gomer went on to speak highly of her gracious husband, so can we speak to others of how good it is to be out of the dark dungeon of sin, basking in the light of Christ. The hope is that they too will want to partake of his kindness. With whom should one partner up? As long as the past remains in the past, and one sincerely intends to go forward in a better way, then so what of the past? Scripture teaches that love keeps no record of wrongs. All can be forgiven and forgotten. A new life and a new relationship with the Lord is what we have. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.